just a 10-minute walk from Euston Station up Evershot Street, you'll find the beating heart of London's alternative and independent music scene, Camden Town. Camden High Street is a must-see neighbourhood for visitors to the capital. Its vibrant atmosphere is unlike any other area of London, with sprawling markets, giant 3D shop signs, an abundance of pubs and bars, and for music lovers, it has so much to offer. Camden and its largest venue, the Roundhouse, played host to gigs from the mid-60s onwards, including a 1966 Pink Floyd concert, renowned as London's first ever all-night rave. In the 70s, punk had started to infiltrate Camden. While it originated on the King's Road and the 100 Club on Oxford Street, just half an hour walk from Euston Station, it also found its way to the North London borough. In July 1976, New York band The Ramones played two consecutive nights in Camden at the Roundhouse and Dingwalls. With The Stranglers supporting, that weekend saw members of the Sex Pistols, The Clash, The Damned and The Pretenders in the audience. Despite some reported fisticuffs between musicians and members of the press, within just a few months, those bands formed the bedrock of a burgeoning, aggressive new sound coming from London. 1977 saw the release of both The Clash and The Sex Pistols' debut albums. In May of that year, the Pistols' single God Save the Queen stirred up controversy as Britain prepared to celebrate the Silver Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth II. Despite topping the Enemy singles chart, the song peaked at number 2 on the official UK singles chart, prompting accusations that it had been fixed, a debate that has never been settled to this day. However, Camden is also synonymous with the band Madness. Formed here in the late 70s, the ska and pop band were a big part of the two-tone revival. They started out with a weekly residency at the Dublin Castle, where their fan base continued to grow. People began queuing around the block to see them, and record companies started to take notice too. The Dublin Castle, about a 25-minute walk from London Euston train station, is still open today. It's recognised as an important venue in the early stages of several bands' career, particularly the birth of Britpop. Camden has remained a central part of the capital's musical landscape, becoming the epicentre of Britpop in the mid-1990s. For a sip of music history, why not step inside the Good Mixer, located on Inverness Road? It was here where Blur and Oasis first sparked their notorious rivalry. And while that was all very rock and roll, Blur in fact started their career in the much more sedate setting of the East Anglian Railway Museum, playing their first gig under the name Seymour in the museum's goods shed in 1988. Camden also became the home of one of the country's most celebrated musicians of recent times. At the age of 20 and following the release of her debut album Frank, Amy Winehouse moved to the area. Amy briefly worked as a barmaid in the Hawley Arms on Castlehaven Road, where she met other aspiring musicians like Pete Doherty of the Libertines. She would often perform at the Jazz Cafe on Parkway and became a regular at the Dublin Castle Pub. 2006 Back to Black album, produced by Amy's close friend Mark Ronson, shot Amy to megastardom, bringing her uniquely soulful vocals to millions of new fans. Her untimely death in 2011 prompted an outpouring of grief, and a life-size bronze statue can be found in Camden Stables Market. She also has a stone on London's Music Walk of Fame on Camden High Street, but you'll find nods to Amy all over Camden. Images of her trademark beehive hair and winged eyeliner adorn walls and doorways in the streets in tribute.